Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. So, for those of you who are new, and I know we have at least one new person in the chat room, Valencia, hello. I'm Dr. Sue, and the reason this show exists is to educate, uplift, and probably seduce you into the world of kink. We're here every other Tuesday at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. And if you missed out on previous shows, you can always find them here on Blog Talk Radio, or you can go to my site, thedrsuereview.com. I have the archives on there, or you can hit up iTunes, because we are a podcast. La la. So, before further ado, we have a message from Tease 2012 again.
Tease is an annual pansexual, pan-kink, outdoor Canadian alternative lifestyle event. It's an educational camping convention open to all adults 18 years old and above, singles, couples, triads, quads, families, poly, swingers, monogamous, celibate, straight, gay, lesbian, bi, curious, complicated, or uncertain. Held on kink-friendly private land located close to the shores of Lake Erie in southwestern Ontario, Canada. Enjoy 5 days and 4 nights of wild fun and quality education, including 4 days of workshops, hands-on demos in the Exploratorium, BDSM games, puppy kitty events, hot tubs, the live drumming circle, and the Wicker Man ceremony, the King's Fantasy Masked Ball, the Dom Sub charity auction, socials, nightly play parties with multiple play areas, bonfires, free door prizes, theme nights, and of course, kinky camping with new and old friends. Tease is a private, prepaid, pre-registered members-only event and is run as a not-for-profit community educational event brought to you by the BDSM London Munch and Dark Angels Lair of London, Ontario, as well as EHBC of Kitchener and Club 13 of Guelph. Tease is more fun than should be legal. Find out all the info at www.get-teased.ca. That's www.get-teased.ca.
So, that's quite the mouthful. What I want you guys to do, oh, before I forget, please don't forget, there's a lot of amazing doms who will be appearing at FetishCon in Tampa, Florida, August 2nd to the 5th. If you want more information or tickets, you can go to FetishCon, C-O-N, FetishCon.com, and have a look at that. So, what I want you guys to do right now, though, is sit back, relax, get nice and comfy, keep your phone handy, so you can call in all your questions and your comments. You can call in to 646-478-3644. And remember, your call is completely anonymous. We don't have guests today, but we're going to have lots of callers because I've got people holding online right now, just so that you guys know. I do know you're here, but it's going to be a bit before I get to you guys. So we're going to be taking callers at teensy bit later, because I have other stuff that you guys are going to all want to learn, because, you know, it is that show. But let's head on to see where Joe is. Joe, are you there?
I am here, Dr. Sue.
Yay, Joey!
And I am ready to learn all about my penis.
Good boy. And I'm quite sure that you're going to be enlightened.
Or engorged.
Oh, or engorged? Talking about dicks is going to get you engorged? That's not good. I didn't know you went that way. So, I want you guys to call in. I want you guys to think about something. I want you guys to all start thinking this. Ladies, if you are within the sound of my voice, make sure you're thinking, does size matter? You have no idea how many people have been getting in touch with me for the last week, all of them men, all of them wanting to know, quote unquote, the truth. So they really want to hear from you girls. They really want to know what you really think, not what we've been told to tell them, to be nice, or as a dom, maybe what you think of them. They want to know the truth. They want to know what's going down.
That's got to be like the biggest question of the night.
It is the biggest question. Absolutely. Is we want to know truthfully from women what you guys think of penis size. Like what's your favorite? You know, is bigger better? Is all this bullshit about, which personally I think is bullshit, about it's not what you got, it's how you use it. I mean, at some point you do have to put the line in the sand and go for the love of God. But, you know. So are you on the boat? Are we broadcasting from the boat?
No, we are not broadcasting from the boat.
Oh. Here, I thought we could all float with you.
The boat has had some engine difficulties. So,
oh, no. But she did get a new slip today for all you sissies out there. She got new lingerie.
Brand new lingerie. Took me a while to find her.
That's some hot lingerie. You can't find your bitch boat.
Looking for that invisible lingerie, you know?
Well, yeah. Preferably real lingerie. Attached to a really nice female form on the bow of the boat.
Are you volunteering?
I'm not going to drive that far.
But
you are, just so you know, you are going to have to at least do one show on the boat so that we can all float with you.
Okay.
On the Great Atlantic Ocean. Yes, I just took a drink for those of you who wondered what the glubbing was. But, so how was your week? Did you do anything kinky? You usually do kinky stuff. Have you gone to any cool stuff lately? You haven't, have you?
No, I really haven't. Sadly, July 4th around here was kind of dull because everybody, like, left.
Well, because it's with family. July 4th is family.
Everybody, well, it's weird because it's on a Wednesday. So
yeah, well, falls in the middle, you're screwed because everyone picks a weekend and you never know who's doing what.
Exactly, and some were greedy. Some picked both weekends.
Uh-oh.
So it was a very weird weekend.
Well, we'll take weird. Are you willing to take weird?
I am willing to take weird.
Do you know what I came up with this week? I didn't come up with it. Someone said it in the chat room. I think it was Muffy. I could be wrong. We were discussing pets who were good, really good submissives. And I thought it would be a really good idea to run a contest for the pet of the month, Dr. Sue's pet of the month. So what the Dom has to do is they have to go to my website, thedrsuereview.com. You'll see a banner on the right-hand side. It says pet of the month. Click there. It'll take you to the page. There's a registration that you need to do. You want a picture of your sub or sissy. And I want to know what they did that was exceptional. Not that they paid you $400. They should be doing that anyways. I want exceptional behavior from these subs. I want to know what they did above and beyond the call of duty. And what's really cool is it's gonna mean a lot of free publicity for the Dom mostly. Because I'm gonna be promoting them all over the place. So whoever wins, whichever submissive wins, his Dom is going to be promoted all over the place. He wins a coupon to use in my sex store online. And I'm designing some stuff on Cafe Press that they're going to be able to wear in honor of their Dom because that was a pretty big honor to be put up that way. But I think good behavior should be rewarded, just like dog training, right?
Exactly. And we are
Caesar Milan would be really proud of me for that.
And we are looking for the Doms themselves to do this.
It would be, well, you know what? I even said, no, I don't agree with that. I said that if you're not owned and you have a good story, I'm still willing to look at those.
Really?
Because that's not fair, because there's a lot of guys out there that aren't owned who are still really good bitches, and I want to know what they did, and I think they should be able to promote themselves.
Okay.
It's only fair.
Well,
I'm a fair person.
What about those doms that would tell their pets that this is an assignment for them, that they have to do it?
To what? The pet of the month? I'm the one that picks it. There's nothing they can do.
Well, but do you want the dom to submit it, or do you want the dom to have their pet submit it on the dom's behalf?
It's whatever the dom wants to do. I think that should be dom's choice. Some doms are type A and want to do it themselves, and some don't want to work, which is, bless them, they shouldn't have to, so they can send their sub. I don't care who fills it out, just send me the info, and let's see what happens. It'll be fun, and hopefully I can get some better prizes later. But there you go. So, and I'm introducing someone tonight just to make sure that you guys are kept up on what's going on. There is two of me now, because this is nice Dr. Sue. This is the Dr. Sue that helps everyone and pats you on the head and tells you you're a good boy even when you're a moron and, you know, tells you that you're perfectly fine even though you probably need deep psychiatric care. And then I've been begged so much to get back into doing dom work, I've decided rather than confuse everyone, because if nice Dr. Sue keeps going off on weird tirades, people kind of go, I can't get it. I thought she was supposed to be nice. So evil Dr. Sue has arrived. So evil Dr. Sue's been playing out there because I'm having fun with it, especially with Jiminy Cricket. His name is Jim. If you want to look it up, I am evil Dr. Sue at Tumblr. I don't know how you look that up, but whatever. It's disturbing. It's tiny. It actually looks like a cheese puff, only it's not orange. So you can see, I'm not a nice person over there. Don't expect me to be a nice person over there. Don't ask me for help over there. I have a different Twitter for that, at Evil Dr. Sue. There you go. What do you think of that?
I think you're trying to play both sides of the coin here.
I am. Why not? It's my prerogative. I'm a woman. You say that like it's a bad thing.
I'm just saying. This wouldn't happen to have anything to do with your current nutrition situation, would it?
No. No, for those of you who don't know, I've just gone on this uber scary-ass thing where you have no carbs, no sugar. Essentially, you have nothing except protein, and you can chew on your front lawn, and that's about it. So I've become a human goat, which has made me very crabby. So it is kind of fun, yeah. It gives me that chance to release the inner beast. But, yeah, if you want to go see Jiminy Cricket, you really should, because he really is funny and tiny. So there you go. So I've been busy. He even writes all over himself for me. It's very weird. I have more pictures that are going to be going up, too, of him. Oh, I know where else I put him, because he really likes being humiliated, which is obviously all of this is leading up to what we're going to be doing. He really likes to be humiliated, so I put him on ratemypindick.com and malehumiliation.com. There are hyphens in all those. Put hyphens between all of the words. And I put him on there, and he loves it. Go figure. So, Joe's going, yes. Joe's been privy to my comments, haven't you?
I have. I usually get.
I was just as mean to this guy, if not meaner.
Really?
I'm telling you, you get evil Dr. Sue. I'm not holding back. You get what you get. It's a disturbing little piece of flesh. I'm not justifying this to you. Oh, there's just no way. I'm going to smack you one.
Really? You're going to smack you
just don't like me. You just don't like me playing both sides of the coin. There you go. That's what you need.
Yes, we have new sound effects this week.
Bitch slap. That's what you need, is the bitch slap. Oh, that was the bitch slap. I thought that was the whip. Sounds like a whip.
No, the whip is much later.
Okay, cool. So, I think Jiminy's Cricket is a good segue into our topic tonight, which is, we don't have a drum roll. You didn't pick up a drum roll. We should have got a drum roll. Penises. That'll do. Okay, so, ladies, seriously, we're going to be giving everybody a chance to talk. I want all the girls to chime in on what you think about this. Does size matter is the big question here tonight. Does size matter? You're going to want to call in 646-478-3644. Remember, if you're waiting in the queue, don't hang up. Just keep hanging. We'll be there very shortly. But we have to start off with something. So I'm going to start off with the really boring stuff first. Everybody's going, oh, God.
Why do we have
I'm
going to
start discussing
boring?
Because it would not be a Dr. Seuss show without someone learning something. So you guys, I think we gloss over sexually transmitted, I guess it's STI now. It used to be STD. I don't know what the I is. Infections? I mean, really, stick with one, whatever. We're talking about what happens to your dick if you put it in the wrong place. So, symptoms. Do you know any?
Burning, itching, redness.
Very good. You are so up on this. Have you experienced this before?
I can say that I have not had the pleasure of experiencing it, and I'm quite thankful for that.
I would think you would be. Okay, so we've got discharge from the penis, and the drip. This is so nasty. The drip can be thick and yellow, or it can be watery and very slight. Ew.
Yeah.
Okay, change in smell. When was the last time you smelled your penis? Come on, fess up.
Don't really know. I mean, that's very hard to kind of bend over to get there.
I would think it would be. That comes later, though. I have a good one on that one, too.
It's almost like I need somebody to come here and smell my penis once a week to tell me if there's a change.
You know, Joe is hiring for this position, in case you're wondering. If you want to be a penis sniffer, personally, I find it degrading and gross. But, hey, if you're into that sort of thing, let him know. So, blood in the semen or urine. I would think that would be a pretty much a no-brainer.
Well, that doesn't necessarily have to be an infection.
No, but we're not. Well, I know, but this is like penis STI symptoms. They're viral symptoms. Oh, no, they're not. They're just like symptoms of sexually transmitted diseases. It should have stayed with a D.
It really makes more sense.
It does. So, we're moving on. Pain during sex or when urinating or ejaculating?
Huh. I would think pain during sex could mean many things.
That's not such a bad thing, depending on who you're with.
No.
How about pain in the pelvic area?
Well, what happens if some dom just, like, decided to kick you there?
That would cause pain in your pelvic area. Does not necessarily mean that you have just picked up a sexually transmitted disease. How about canker sores? Oh, canker sores on the genital area, the anus, the tongue, and or throat.
And or throat.
Just saying.
How does one look at their own throat?
Mirror, tongue depressor, and a flashlight. I've done it before. Small mind, what can I say?
I guess you were really bored one day.
No, it was more like, oh, cool, how did I just deep throat that? Wow, cool. Anyways, moving along. Flesh-colored or reddish bumps. Sores, blisters. And you're right, they brought up the itch in this one. Ooh, scabs. Scabs are not good, unless you've caught yourself in your fly. In which case, that's not good either. So I hope you guys are making notes of this. And this is the last one. I'm not going to subject anyone to any more grossness because that's quite, well, no, actually there is more grossness coming up. What am I saying? This is the last of you guys learning this. And this came from the National Institutes of Health, just so you know. I'm not going to bring you crappy information. Soft, flesh-colored, cauliflower-like warts around the genital area. If you're growing cauliflower on your genitals, please go to a doctor. This has been a public service announcement.
Wow.
Like, seriously. Cauliflower?
Cauliflower, huh? Flesh-colored cauliflower.
I guess. Yes. Okay. Now I have penis facts. These are awesome. These are absolutely hilarious. You can have fun with your... Joe's going to have fun with the sound effects for these, because these are actual facts, but they're funny. Well, maybe not all of them. Did you know that smoking can shorten your penis by as much as a centimeter?
Erections
are all about good blood flow.
A whole centimeter.
A whole centimeter. Think about that when you're puffing on your cancer sticks, boys. There you go. This is kind of interesting. Doctors can now grow skin for burn victims using the foreskins of circumcised infants. One foreskin can produce 23,000 square meters. Isn't that interesting?
I don't even have a sound effect for that.
Which would be enough to tarp, this is what it has here, which would be enough to tarp every major league infield with human flesh. This is coming from the other one. I don't know. Those guys, they're funny.
And this is from one foreskin?
One, yeah, because they grow it.
What did they do, just rub it?
They rub it nicely, and you would be surprised. All of a sudden, boom, there you go.
Huh. I did not know that.
The wonders of modern science. Tell me you're not impressed.
I want to know where they get the foreskin donation from.
From circumcised infants. That's what I said. It's from the foreskins of circumcised infants. So when the babies are being circumcised when they're first born, they use that flesh to grow this major league infield human flesh thing.
You know, we also need to find out what women's opinions are on cut and uncut.
Oh, I'm raising my hand for cut only. But yes, please, that's another good one. Girls, we want to know cut or uncut too. For sure. What else have I got here? Oh, did you know? This is kind of interesting. The average male orgasm lasts only 6 seconds, and a woman's usually lasts 23.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
So what you're saying then, Dr. Sue, is out of fairness, I should be getting 4 orgasms for every one I give.
Yeah, but do you really give them? Come on.
I would.
Do you even
that.
Go down that road? Or are you Mr. Selfish Pants?
Well, apparently I've been more giving.
Oh, that's new for you.
I'm saying, you know, a 4-to-1 ratio.
No, yeah. It's a fact. You can take it. You take that on your next date and go, excuse me. You know, this is a fact. You can't, you know, you can't deny it. So it is what it is.
So if she's not moaning for 23 seconds, she's faking it?
Doesn't mean she's not, you know, having a good, well, some people are quiet.
And these are not people we want on the talk show. We want loud people.
That's true. Okay, so the oldest known species with a penis is a hard-shelled sea creature called something or other that I'm not going to attempt to because it's Latin. Oh, no, it's Greek. It's even worse. Which means amazing swimmer with large penis. However, there was a scientist who was in there saying absolutely not, that the first real penis was on a shark, which I thought was interesting. Then sharks have been around for a long time, so there you go. Okay, now this is going to hurt everyone, boys and girly girls. Cross your legs. Think about this for a moment. Doesn't matter if you're cut or uncut. If you're cut, you can always have it back. Circumcised foreskin can be reconstructed. Movable skin on the shaft of the penis is pulled towards the tip and set in place with tape. Later, doctors apply plastic rings, caps, and weights. Years can pass until complete coverage is attained. Just saying.
But that's just that's just really the look of it. I mean, they're not actually recreating the nerve endings you just lost.
No, they're not. No,
it's just look. You'll never get that feel back.
But seriously, I'm just saying, if this takes years to do and you have things hanging off you and your dick is taped and, like, hello, would you want it back anyway?
How come they can grow foreskin, but they can't grow a penis?
I don't know.
I mean, they just had
ask
all this research.
Guys.
They had all this research with weights and stuff, and like 3 years later, congratulations, you have a foreskin. But like, what if you want 3 years later to have like, you know, twice as long of a penis?
Well, this is what our tax dollars go to, just so you know. Did you know that one man in 400 is flexible enough to give himself oral pleasure? And I have spoken to several of them.
I would like to see that, actually.
I would agree, yes. I have only ever heard it. I have not seen it. So I can't even say if they were doing it for real. But it wouldn't surprise me. There's bendy people everywhere. Did you know there's two types of penises?
No, I did not.
One kind expands and lengthens to become erect, and that one's called a grower. And the other one appears big most of the time and doesn't get much bigger after achieving an erection, which is a shower.
Huh.
And that kind of stands to reason, because you know you're really, really heavily endowed guys. Think about it. If they had all the blood to fill that thing, they really would pass out. I don't see how it could be done.
Oh, what a ride.
Turns out size does matter. And this is something that I've been telling people forever. The longer your penis, the better the semen displacement. So in other words, if you're trying to get pregnant, bigger is better. Because you're getting it, obviously, up closer to the cervix. And this, believe it or not, was a huge research study at State University of New York. And they used artificial phalluses to test their theory. Again, tax dollars at work.
Artificial phalluses.
Yep.
For some reason,
I believe that would be of the dildo variety.
No, I'm thinking they just, like, went to Stop and Shop and bought a bunch of turkey basters.
Ooh. Yeah, that's probably what they did. Who knows? Did you know that better-looking men have stronger sperm?
Well, what does better-looking mean?
I don't know. This is Spanish researchers. Who knows? Spanish researchers showed women photos of guys who had good, average, and lousy sperm and told them to pick the handsomest out of all of them. And every single one of them chose the best sperm producers. Interesting. That's going back to your, you know, basal center of the brain thing. I think that's kind of cool. And you don't need your brain for ejaculation, which is good. Because I think you guys pretty much wink out at that point anyways. It all comes from the spinal cord. And my last fact is the most common cause of penile rupture is vigorous masturbation. So keep that in mind, boys. So, size, people. Size, size, size. Think about that.
That's a lot to think about.
Well, I want the girls to think about what's good. I'm going to tell you right now what the latest and greatest info is on the average mean length of an erect penis. Are you ready?
Oh, wait. That we definitely need a drum roll for.
It's a lot smaller than I would have thought. 5.1 and 5.9 inches.
How can you have two averages?
High and low.
High and
low. The average organ is between 5.1 and 5.9. Look the way they call it an organ. I suppose you could call it a mouth organ.
Is like one a grower and one a shower? Or
no, I'm not saying, yeah, who knows? I'm not saying that I agree with this. I would say average guy is still, I will still go with my 5.5 to 6.5 is more average. However, I still think that's small. But what's interesting here is the vagina of a woman who hasn't had a child is only 3 inches long when she's not sexually aroused.
And when she is aroused?
Well, then we start lengthening, but it really doesn't matter because apparently the vagina will accept basically anything it gets and accommodate it no matter how it, you just got to kind of ease it in there and it doesn't matter. You can pretty much put any car in that garage.
Wow.
So, there you go.
Now, what about for a woman who has had a child?
They didn't say that. Isn't that nice? Even when a woman is aroused, her vagina usually extends only to a length of 4 inches. Now, this is giving all the really teeny, weeny, weeny guys all this hope. Look, they're jumping up and down, and they're like, oh, I'm going to have sex. No, I still think you're wrong. I still think it's not going to go that way. Seriously. 4 inches? Are you kidding me? So I have stories here, but I'm going to take some calls. I've got stuff like TP wrote me, and there's a bunch of questions that people have wrote in, but I'm going to take a couple calls here. Hopefully we have some women on the line. You go check out the chat room because I can't do both. Just do it. Hello, caller. You are in bed with Dr. Sue. Hello, you're in bed with Dr. Sue.
Hi, Dr. Sue.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can. Who is it?
This Ms. B.
Ms. B, how you doing?
I'm good.
The
how are
infamous.
You?
The one that has all the boys chiming everywhere. I love it.
Oh, you are such a liar.
They are so well trained. Your bitches are some of the best trained bitches I've ever seen.
How are you?
Very good. What do you think about the size of a guy's dick?
I don't know about the average, though.
I think that average is low.
Yeah. I would prefer 7 inches and higher.
See? 7 inches or higher. And I think even, well, yeah, 7 inches isn't bad. I think that's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Seven and eight. Higher. You're right. So if you saw a 9-incher, you're not going to turn that down, right?
Oh, I would be so excited. No, hell no.
Exactly.
I would be very excited.
Exactly. So what about, okay, you date a guy, you go on a date, you end up going to bed with him, whatever, you go in the bedroom, he drops his drawers, and it's like 4 inches. What would you do?
Pass.
Honestly, what would you do?
I wouldn't hook up with him.
Would you, like, make up an excuse and back out?
No excuse. I'll be like, yeah, I can't do this, and they'll know why. Because it's very hard for me to lie to people how I say it and how my face would look like when I say it.
Right.
So they would know.
See, are you listening to this, boys? Because you wanted the truth, you're getting the truth. Truth is, higher than 7, there you go,
and my opinion. That's
I think more women are becoming more honest with guys. It wasn't that way when I was, you know, doing the whole dating thing. I haven't done dating in a long time. But when I was doing the dating thing, it was always like, oh, no, that's great. You just never call them again.
Mm-hmm.
But I think women are becoming more open about it, and they're looking at it and going, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I think it's nowadays, if guys can do it, girls can do it too, type of thing.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's no more like women being submissive. If they want to get theirs, we're going to get ours. You get yours, we get ours. Simple as that.
And it's not even, you know, it's like, okay, there's guys who like big boobs. What's the difference?
Exactly.
We like
nowadays,
big
they can buy boobs.
That's right. Right. Well, you could technically buy a bigger dick, but that would be interesting, actually.
Yeah, it'd be very interesting.
So, everyone knows, unless you are over 7 inches, do not contact Ms. B of NYC. Because she's just
going to
look at you and go, get out. Don't even put that in my face, because I would.
Or maybe
everybody
you're into that.
Or maybe you're into, okay, sorry. What, you think she's into small penises?
I'm thinking maybe some guys with small penises would be into her telling them off.
Oh, sure, but
what
does she want to date them?
No, yeah, what would
she
that
doesn't
do want to
date them. Those are the guys that you get to serve you. You don't date them. Ew.
Well, that's
yeah,
my whole point.
Unless you decide you want, if he's a really great guy and you want to cuckold him, but that was a whole other show.
No, I don't think I would even, no. I would have to disagree with you on that one, Joe.
No, he's just grasping at straws, probably his own right about now. He loves pushing buttons. Isn't that cute?
Oh, it's the best.
Oh, thank you so much for calling in, Miss B.
Thank you, Dr.
I really appreciate
too.
It.
No doubt.
You
know,
guys all
to.
Support, you know, Entune. You guys support Ms. P. Everybody's just the awesomest ever.
We love everybody, our beautiful ladies. We
That's
stick
right.
together.
That's right. And don't you forget that.
Never. Thank you, Dr. Sue. Have
Stay Entuned with us bitches.
Will do.
Thanks, Ms. P.
Okay.
Bye.
So That's a definite one in the size matters column.
There you go. Read really quickly before I take another call what the poll was on my site. Have you got it?
No, I'm still in the chat room here.
Okay, here, you go ahead in the chat room. I'm going to read it because I found it here. Because this kind of was shocking to me. I was actually surprised. And I should have, as you said, I should have listened to you, oh great and powerful Joe, and had two polls, one for women and one for men, which I didn't. I just did one poll talking about what was a good penis size. So I have 54 voters, 6 inches tied with 7 inches for number one, 14 votes each. 8 inches came in third, 9 inches came in fourth, 5 inches, believe it or not, got two votes, and it came in fifth.
And 5 inches is actually less than the average.
There you go. 3 inches got one vote. I know who did that. He's just so proud of his little dinky winky. And 4 inches got nothing.
So if you are small, you better be really small to get that one vote.
Well, and Teepee says it in his letter, which I will read in a little bit. But it's like he makes a very good point at the end, which I like. Let's go to a call.
Hello.
Hello, you're in bed with Dr. Sue.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
It's Miss Steph, how are you?
Miss Steph, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm glad you invited me on the show today.
I am very pleased that you're here. So tell us what you think about penis size.
I definitely think size does matter. It just matters. I guess it seems to matter to the specific person, though. And also, mm-hmm. there's a trade-off, because if you're not endowed enough to hit certain spots, apparently your mouth must be put into work, I believe.
Very true.
So there has to be some type of compensation. And usually the guy knows when
they're
small.
But even so, don't you want to have that feeling of being really deeply penetrated, which you're not going to get with the smaller guys?
Right, definitely. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I mean, it's great that they can do oral.
Stimulation. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great that they can do oral, but you also want to get deeply fucked. You know what I mean? It's like you're not going to get that just from getting oral. I mean, you'd have to go and get a dildo, and he'd have to use that on you, and that's kind of boring.
Right. I mean, obviously, like I said, I mean, if they're not hitting certain spots, and then after the oral is done, it's like I want to get that satisfaction. So it's kind of like, yeah, you know, go buy me something because that's the only compensation I'm going to get out of this.
So you'll say you wouldn't just toss him to the curb. You would work with him and figure it out how you can make it work.
Yeah, because I've been in that position. I've had, you know, I've had a really big penis and it was uncomfortable. You know what I mean? It was too big. And
so you think there is a too big?
Yeah, there's definitely a too big. Definitely a too big. And
how big was
it? A tick too big that doesn't know what they're doing is horrible. Horrible.
Oh, well, yeah, that goes without saying.
Yeah, that's just a mess. And, you know,
on so many levels.
The doctor to get my body shifted back. So, no, it's not right. It's not good. Not good. Not a good thing. And then I've been, you know, we get those stereotypes that, oh, you know, check the feet and do this, that, and the other, whatever. Because you mentioned, you know, back when you were dating or whatever, that people are not as honest, women are not as honest, or, you know, they're a little bit more discreet. But nowadays, I'm going to check the penis the first day. I'm going to give it a little squeeze, see what's going on down there before you even drop your drawers, because we're not going to get to the room and then you fuck me over, you know. I'm like, you know, disappointed. So let me go ahead. You want to grab my ass? I'm going to grab your dick. You want to grab my ass? You like my butt? Hey, great. Let me see it. Let me feel it. You know, let me know what I'm getting into, and then, you know, I'll gauge it. You know, sometimes a smaller man might put in a lot more work.
True.
He might
try
to get up in there however way he can get up in there. So,
okay, but let's get down to brass tacks, because you're playing both sides of the coin, and Joe doesn't like that because he doesn't like it when I do it. So, okay, man standing in front of you, 4 inches and 8 inches. Who do you want?
Is he thick?
Yeah, they're both thick. Let's say they're both thick. 4 inches doesn't...
Well, if he's thick in 4 inches, he's like, what, a cube?
What is what I'm saying? I just, you know, okay, I'm trying... I'll give him six. We're giving him six.
Because a pencil dick, if it's skinny, that's not good either. You could be long all day. If you're sticking me like a fucking pencil... You gotta go. That shit hurts. It's not helping me. I'm just getting me on my period early. I don't have time for that shit. So, you know, if a little thickness can kind of outweigh and kind of gauge it not being so long, you know, I'm getting touched in areas still.
Right.
You know, it's not just falling in a hole and hoping something hits something.
Oh, I still love that phrase, hot dog down a hallway. Nothing worse.
Right. So, I mean, I definitely do want to have a bigger penis, but if the person, it's all about the person. If they don't know what they're doing, if they're just humping me like a little rabbit, then it's not gonna work. This is not gonna work.
Okay, but she still hasn't picked.
I picked the bigger one.
You did pick the bigger one.
Yeah.
So, if the chips are down, you'd rather have bigger over smaller. But you're willing to take smaller as long as he's willing to extend himself.
Experiment. Yes. That's a good thing.
So, Joe, that's another one on the big side.
Wait. She said that if they were the same thickness. Now, would you prefer a smaller, thicker, or a larger, thinner?
No, I don't want
never
thinner. I like the thickness.
Okay.
Because you're still hitting the walls, you know what I mean? Like, I've had 3 kids, but my shit is not blown out. So I still have sensation down there. Trust me. Totally have sensation down there. So,
I love it.
Yeah.
So I would say that counts. It counts as a vote for bigger, doesn't it?
Well, it's count for a vote, but thicker.
Yes. Oh, it's
you
a vote for
what?
Thicker, but we're
are
not
you,
doing thicker.
You know what, Joe? I think are you a skinny mini? Is that are you feeling some type of way? You know, you're going in on the skinny part of this, and I definitely would like bigger, so I'm going to vote for that. But I think you're hung up on the skinny. Are you a little skinny?
I think some. Now I know somebody's grasping
inquiring
for straws
minds
right there. Now I know somebody's grasping for straws there.
No harm, no foul.
He sidesteps it.
I will say this. You come, you can feel it anytime you want.
Oh, yeah, I know. I got somebody that'll smell it for you, too, if you still need that service.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh.
Thank you.
Just call me the Connect. I'm the networker here. I love it. Yep.
That just did it in right there.
You have to add some more sound effects like ass smacking and stuff like that and boobs jiggling and stuff.
Well,
that'll be good.
Joe's in charge of that, so did you hear the request?
I heard definitely for some ass slapping.
Yeah.
And I don't know how we can get boobs jiggling.
Yeah, it doesn't really make a lot of noise.
It depends on if they're real or fake. I mean, you know, you might have a way of getting some audio on some fake ones, but, you know.
I tell you something, I am willing to do the research on that.
I like that in you. You're a go-getter,
Well,
Joe.
You are my field man, so there you go.
I am a go-getter, and I will put that out on something like Craigslist. And we'll get a bunch of
See, that's supposed to be a crowd cheer. It doesn't sound like it. It sounded like wind.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you had that too high, though.
You're not doing your job. Somebody has to do your job.
Yes.
So,
don't let your day job.
Thank you, darling, for calling in.
All right,
thank you for giving these guys your opinion, because honestly, there's a lot of guys who are lurking and listening in and want to know. So thanks for giving us the info.
Tell them don't lose faith. There's always people out there that are willing to work with them.
There you go. See?
All right. Have a good night, Joe, and have a beautiful night. Thank you again for inviting me, Dr.
Thank you so much for showing up and calling in.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye. What do you think, Joe?
You know, I was actually surfing the web here.
Uh-oh.
And I came across something interesting.
What'd you find?
A penis size worldwide map where they took countries and raised them by penis size.
Which country's the biggest?
And this actually is sourced from healthmed.com.
Okay.
And Target Map put it together, and they displayed it so that you can actually go and see which countries have the biggest penises.
So tell us who the biggest is.
There's several listed here. The biggest
has to be a winner.
There's about four or five countries that come in big.
Colombia. So name them.
Colombia.
So that all us girls can go find them.
Colombia, Venezuela, Bolivia, Sudan, Congo.
So Africa and South America.
Northern South.
You got it.
That's it. That's what it is. Northern
cool.
South America, Central America, and Africa.
Very cool.
And the ones that are the smallest.
Uh-oh. Asia.
Sadly
stereotype.
True. Sadly true. China,
really?
India. China, India, Singapore, Malaysia, the whole thing.
So there you go.
I will actually put the link in the chat room.
Yeah,
so,
you guys can go and have a look at it. That's so cool.
And again, this is obviously sourced from, it was updated in 2012. So,
wow.
And according to them, The average is 5.8 inches.
So it's still in the 5 range, but it's closer to 6 on that. Well, they said 5.1 to 5.9. They were just being broad.
How can you have two averages? That doesn't make sense.
An upper and a lower range. Don't be so picky.
Not picky.
Call us. We want to know your opinion. Joe is getting all hung up on statistics. 646-478-3644. Give us a call. I am going to a caller right now. Hello, you're in bed with Dr. Sue and Joe.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am. You're alive on the air.
Okay, great. I was sure. This is Tisha. Hi, Dr. Sue.
Hi, Tisha. How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. So, weigh in. Well, give us your opinion.
I enjoyed the last caller. I really enjoyed the last caller. But I must say, in my opinion, that I don't know. Size does not matter to me. It really doesn't. I guess because my base is, you know.
So you don't have
size.
A cutoff point? If a man walks up to you and he's 3 inches long, erect, what are you going to do?
He's going to have to use his mouth. Yeah, that's
but that's
mouth.
Not going to get you penetrated. That's the problem.
Okay,
this is my point.
Okay,
it's
so
like, okay.
Use my tubby D then.
What did you say, T?
He's going to have to use my chubby G.
Well, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and my new toy, yeah. That's about it. Like, but I would do like you said, you know, do a little skim, like, on the first day. Like, do a little laughing on the, you know, and do a little fail, a couple little fails. That way we wouldn't even get to that point, you know.
Okay, but so that proves, again, you guys are listening to this, you guys are being groped for a purpose when you are first met. We are testing the waters. Hopefully you're hard when you do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're testing to see what's in there. And if you suddenly are turned down, now you know why.
Yeah. That's
what I do. So, see, you
do
have a cutoff.
I did that with my babe, and it was, you know, it was a good, you know.
But if you, okay, you go to grab someone, you feel them, they're not that big, right? Would you go out with them then? You don't know for sure. You just said size doesn't matter. Would you kick them to the curb?
After dinner, but, you know, trim and everything. Little drink.
Yeah, way to go. Yes.
Then it would be, oh, you know, I don't think, you know, it's not you, it's me, you know, type thing, yeah.
That was brilliant. Well, I would still say, I don't know, what would you say? Is that a vote for a big? Are we voting big or are we voting small?
Can we go middle?
No, you got to pick one or the other.
Oh, gosh, okay.
You can't have middle. You got, well, because, like, no, that's, no.
Long and wide. How about that?
Long and wide?
Yeah.
There you go. That's big.
I'm hearing big on that one myself.
Sure, yeah. I'm like, you know.
Yeah, because you know why I say that?
Cool.
Because that's why I asked you in the chat room, does it matter, you know, if you pushed a child out? Because I didn't push a child. I had a C-section, so.
So did I. I'm perfectly intact. So it's like, I you know, it's great. God bless the C-section.
Yeah, I love it.
So there you go. See, it's not like she went, you know what? If I had my way, I want skinny and stubby all the time. I have
skinny
never heard that out of the mouth of anyone.
I like the curve, though. Like, I like the curve.
Well, a curve is cool.
Yeah, I like
you know,
the curve. I like for it to have a nice width, and I like the longness of it. Like,
so there
just
you go. That's
you big. Make it low. Don't pound me.
I'm
so,
hearing
again,
there. You can't have a curve if you have a short dick.
Oh, God, no.
Sure enough, can't, no.
No, not going to happen. You short dick men do not have curves. It's just not going to happen. He can stir your
like
drink with the damn
cool.
thing.
I've come across a few small ones, and they act like they were just so big. Poor baby.
Now, Would you tell a guy, because another, I've got a couple of guys want to know if you would be honest and tell them that they're too small? Or would you just eat dinner and move on?
I would eat dinner, and I would tell them that, you know, after a while, they try to play me like, oh, you're not all that or whatever, whatever. I have to tell them that that's the reason why, you know. Because sometimes you get those ones that try to play.
So you would only do it if you were pushed?
Okay, yeah, I'm lying. No, I would tell them.
Would you tell them?
I would
just go, are you kidding me with that thing?
Yeah, I would tell them.
Good.
I'm kind of honest with mine, yeah.
Honestly, from the vibe that I'm getting from men who have gotten in touch with me, they want women to tell them when they're small.
Yeah. Especially if I'm grabbing it with two fingers, you know, the index and the thumb. It's a problem.
Miss T wins. Oh, that was brilliant.
The two-finger tug.
Yeah. And then you try to act like you're doing something cool, like, you know, you're like, oh, babe, you know.
So I don't know. That's three votes for big.
Oh.
These little short dick, teeny tiny, weeny little maggots are just not winning.
Poor babies.
Oh, well. God. Well, Ms. T, I'm going to take another caller. Thank you for tuning
in. You're very welcome.
I appreciate the support. You know that?
You're welcome.
You're the best.
I've been missing an action. I've been MIA, but I'm back now, so you know.
Yay.
Look for me, people, at blaskinT_1. Thank you on Twitter.
Hit her up, you guys. Hit her up, but only if you're big.
Only if, yeah. No, not only is he big, my baby's on Twitter. No, that's right.
There you go. Thanks, Miss T.
All right. Good night.
Bye.
So I'm hearing three so far for Large.
Caller, you're on the air. Hello, you're in bed with Dr. Sue. Are you still there? There's no one there. I'm going to try this one. This is a weird one. Hello, you're in bed with Dr. Sue.
Hi, Dr. Sue. How are you?
Good. Who am I speaking with?
This is Sissy Bitch in Cape or Needle Dick.
Needle Dick. I know who this is now.
Yes. How are you?
Very good.
Heather the Bitch.
So tell us about your... Tell us about why you like small penis humiliation. Because people don't, you know, there's people out there that don't understand it, and why would you want to be humiliated?
Well, I know what I'm packed with, so I just decided that that would probably be the best way for me to go and just deal with it since I, you know, am small.
So in other words, you just decided, okay, this is who I am. Oh, well.
I couldn't please a girl the other way, so I just figured I'd just let them walk all over me and kind of abuse me.
And did you feel that way from the very, like, from a very young age?
Not really, but after I got dumped a bunch of times for having a small dick, I give in.
Ah, okay. So it took a couple of women saying, are you kidding me, before you kind of went, oh, okay.
Exactly, before I caught on and say, hey, it's my package here.
Mm-hmm. Or the lack thereof.
The lack thereof, exactly. And you can't.
But then
take
you've
that.
Taken it one step further. You have decided to become a sissy.
Yes, I've been a sissy bitch now for a little while. And
what made you go into that realm? Was it your dick?
Well, that was part of it, because it's so easy to tuck in panties.
Mm-hmm.
I took it to like a whole nother level, and then of course I was kind of pushed with the, you know, domineering females who wanted to push me in that direction. So then I kind of went full blossom with it at that point.
So the dominating women, are these dominating women in your life or people that you've contacted online?
Well, I have one local dominant female, and then I have Heather, Heather the Bitch on my Twitter on the internet. So I have two, actually, and they both know of the other, so.
That's good. So do you enjoy being tiny? Tell everyone your size. How big are you when you're erect?
I would be about 3.5, maybe. About 3.5, I guess.
Okay. Poor needle dick. But you know what? Do you want to know what's really good? This is the good Dr. Sue talking. The best thing that anybody can do when faced with that situation is accept it. Accept it, embrace it, and find a way to work with it. And that's exactly what you did.
Well, you can't lie about it. It's going to be pretty obvious when you pull your pants or panties down.
There you go.
And
at some point, the chips are going to be thrown.
Yeah, I tried to be like oral and do that and everything. That goes get some brownie points and stuff. But the bottom line is most girls do want a decent-sized dick. I don't think any girls that want a small dick, it's not going to happen. So I think I've learned my place through the years now that being a panty boy probably suits me better.
But, okay, so the way you're saying it, though, is you've sort of resigned yourself to the fact that this is who you are. Do you enjoy it?
I do. I mean, it took a while to kind of find my place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a certain female to be with, you know. I have to have that certain personality, that obviously more domineering personality. So I've found that I'm good at being submissive and more of a nurturing person, you know. Like I do massage for a living and that stuff. So I'm just a nurturing person. But, you know, I know my place now. It took a while for me to understand it.
Good. And I think it's fabulous that you're enjoying this, because that's what you should be doing. Embrace who you are, move forward, and enjoy and be happy with what you're doing.
Exactly.
And that's what needle dick does.
I've become a good needle dick. It took a while, but I'm getting there. Even though I constantly get in trouble, it seems like it's hard to please constantly, but I try.
You do try. I have seen you do that.
Yes, they're very demanding, both of them.
That's very true. Well, got to keep that little thing in line, don't we?
Yes, I do. It's been tucked for so long, it has a permanent wrinkle, I think.
Are you in chastity?
No, not actually in chastity, but it's just always tucked all the time.
Ah, okay. So you just keep her tucked.
Keep it tucked, yeah. That's the
Might
one
as
good
well.
Thing, good thing about having a needle dick is it does tuck easier in panties. I guess that would
there
be
you
harder
go.
To tuck if it was larger.
That's right. So even when it gets all excited, it's still not going to do much with your panties, so it's perfect.
No, exactly. It's one of the few positives to having a pencil dick, I guess.
There you go. Telling you. There's something good in everything. Thank you very much for calling in, Needle Dick. Tell everybody where you are on Twitter.
I will, Dr. Sue. I'm Sissy Bitch in Cape, and I'm in Fort Myers, Florida.
There you go. Sissy Bitch in Cape on Twitter. So if you want to hit up the Sissy Bitch, she is more than happy to give you a hand. Probably in more ways than one. Right.
Well, thank you, Dr. Sue, and I'll keep my needle dick tucked as always.
Good boy. Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye.
Bye. So what do you think of needle dick?
I think that he's happy, and that's a good thing.
That's the whole point.
It really is. You know,
I promised TP. TP is another very tiny guy who's on Twitter. He wrote this for me, and I want to read it. It's not long. And it's kind of like his story. So, and what you have to understand about TP, and there is another caller I want to get to, too. So we are going to run over. TP talks in the third person, which I know drives a lot of people crazy, but So just I'm reading what he said here. So I'm not doing this on purpose. When TP was a kid and before discovering BDSM and erotic humiliation, TP was pretty sure his dick was smaller than normal, but was hoping it would grow. Or at least he was in a little bit of denial about actually being small. It did cause TP to be nervous around girls, though. There were a few girls that were really hot and seemingly experienced that TP did not pursue because he did not want to be embarrassed by his small penis. So at least he was aware. TP was never quite sure if he was being paranoid about his size until he went skinny dipping in college, and the next day a girl made fun of him. She waited until we were alone, and then she teased me. Oop, he fell out of third person. We were just friends, so there was never any interest on TP's part of a relationship, but it was still humiliating, and that was the moment TP was sure he was actually very small down there. The weird thing is, it turned TP on. See, that's a key right there. That if it turns you on when you're being humiliated, that to me is okay. But if you're coming out of humiliation feeling like a sack of dog shit, stop doing it. Keep that in mind. Anyway, so where do we leave off? It still turns me on years later. TP still sees her. TP still sees this chick who humiliated him every once in a while. And she knows how small my penis is and that she was more than happy to tease me about it over a decade ago. Eventually, TP sought out pro doms to indulge his SPH, which is small penis humiliation fetish, and now shows off online to his blog readers and Twitter followers. TP's mistress really enjoys making fun of his pathetic little dick, and so do a lot of TP's Twitter followers. That's very true. Maybe it is a defense mechanism to deal with having a small dick. There you go. That's a good point to bring up. Who knows for sure, but it is fun to explore the humiliation in a BDSM setting. In fact, it's not so much fun that TP likes having a small dick. It would suck. Listen to this. Everybody listen to this. It would suck to be average. How boring. No one would pay attention to my penis if it was average. It's a good way to think about it. I like that line. No one would pay attention to me if it was average. Well, there you go. And if you want to talk to TP, you can go to Fat and Tiny on blogspot.com or hit him up on Twitter. I can't remember what his thing is on Twitter. Delivery Boy for You, I think it is. So, that was TP's thing, and I just thought that that was really cool. I really liked that last piece. So, we're going to go to a caller. Hello, you're in bed with Dr. Sue and Joe.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Dr. Sue, it's Footboy Don.
Hi, Don, how are you doing?
Pretty good, how about yourself?
Excellent, glad you were able to make it in.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call, as always. I just wanted to call in and talk about small penis humiliation.
Definitely.
And I don't know, this might be a little different spin for the conversation going on. I'm actually pretty good, and I'm not trying to brag or BS anybody. You know, being a man, you know, we always care how big we are.
Don?
Hold
on. Don, you just kind of faded out there. You just said about not BSing anybody, and then your call went quiet. So.
Oh, okay.
Say it, start from there.
Okay, I was just saying, you know, this might be a little different. I mean, myself, I'm 9 inches, but I have lately gotten into small penis humiliation because I'm in chastity, as most people who follow me on Twitter know. Mistress B has locked me up, and today is day number 90 in chastity for me, and I'm going for 100 days. And one thing when you're in chastity is that you look small. And that's one thing she has introduced to me in my training is SPH. And I have to say, being a humiliation junkie that I am, that I just love it. She calls me a little baby dicklet, and I just have a lot of fun with it. So it's kind of different for me because I have seen pro doms in the past and done camp sessions with online doms, and they always tell me that I'm above average. Like I said, I'm not trying to brag or BS anybody, but now that I'm with Miss B and I'm all locked up, I kind of like small penis humiliation, and I just want to call and put my two cents in there. Being a humiliation junkie, I like that myself. So,
now, how much smaller is it when you're in chastity?
You're very flaccid. Well, you're flaccid to the point where your cage ends. I am wearing what they call the bird cage. It's a metal chastity device. It's actually pretty long. And I would have to say when Miss B has me going and I'm still locked up, that maybe I'd look about probably about 3 inches. Because
okay.
That's about as erect as I can get. So you're very limited. You know, you can't touch yourself, you can't jerk off or anything like that, and it really constricts how much blood flow goes into your penis. So it does make me look small. In fact, I have, if anybody looks at my Twitter profile, you'll see pictures that she's made me put on there locked up and such, and it does make me look small. And she, you know, she loves to sit there and point that up. She loves it. And it's one thing, like,
so
I
missed
really
it because the technical glitch tonight, sorry, Don, was me getting kicked out of my own show again. I knew there would be one. It's like it happens every episode,
law.
I swear.
We kept it going for you.
I know. I that's why I came in with quiet. I'm like, oh, okay. But what you said, I missed what size he was.
3 inches.
Yeah, when I'm in my chastity cage, it looks like I'm probably about 3 inches long.
No, but
I'm
you said otherwise you're not, like, but what are you, erect normally? You,
9 inches.
You said
inches.
You're not that bad.
9 inches.
Really? And you're fitting
really?
Into a birdcage?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Would you small penis humiliation when you're not small? How can you do that? How do you reconcile that in your mind?
Because I'm a humiliation junkie. And
okay.
I just love being humiliated by a dominant woman, whatever form that may be. And in my training with before I met Mr. Speed, you know, my big thing was feet, as always, and a little bit of sissy. But since serving her, she has really opened my eyes up to many different things, such as cuckolding, such as
mm-hmm.
chastity. And being in chastity, like I said, it makes you look small. You know, the most I could probably get erect is 3 inches from my cage. And she's now started to use small penis humiliation, which can go hand in hand with the cuckolding and such, seeing as, you know, I'm not as good as her husband, and
mm-hmm.
I'll never will be. And, you know, she'll sit there and call me baby dicklet and things such as that nature. And being a humiliation junkie, that's one, I crave the verbal humiliation from her, and I love her little laugh that she gives. It's intoxicating.
Where did that come from, Don? Do you know? Because it's not coming from most guys in this position end up
mm-hmm.
falling into the fetish because they've been humiliated because they have a small penis. That's never happened to you. No one, you've never dropped your drawers and someone's gone, oh, for the love of God, put them back up. So
how do you get into
humiliation?
True. I got into humiliation because of my love for feet, and
okay.
I always dreamt about being forced to worship feet, and it just grew from there, you know, and I've loved feet ever since I was a little boy, and I'm going to be 40 in October, so as the years have gone by, my humiliation fetish has just grown and grown and grown, and since serving Mr. Speed, she has really taken me down avenues and paths that I never even thought about before. She's been the one dictating, you know, where my training goes, and it's just been great. She's just opened my eyes to so many things, and it's like I tell people, if you had told me a year ago that today I would be on day 90 in chastity, I would have laughed in your face and said you're nuts.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just how great of a dom she is and how much power she has. And just
well, and that's good because
she's
pushing
really,
your limits. That's the whole point.
Exactly, and she takes the time to learn her slaves, to talk to them, learn
mm-hmm.
what their fetishes are, what they like, and then take it to the next level. And that's why I always tell everybody that perfect match. She's just wonderful. Yes, I know she's states away and we don't get real time and things like that, but it doesn't matter because we can sit there and talk to each other, and she knows me better than I know myself. And
yeah,
our cam sessions are just as good as a real time. We just had one on Saturday where I had the edge for her four times.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a wonderful experience. I keep telling her all the time, our cam sessions get better and better with each one. And
mm-hmm.
it's true. And this last time out, it was wonderful. We had a cam session for almost an hour. I had the edge for her four times, did not get to come because I'm still being denied. I'm hoping to hit 100 days in chastity. And as soon as we are done, I got locked back up. Showed her the proof, showed her the envelope key was locked in, and I just get laughed at for being denied. So for me, you know, beforehand, before I was in chastity, I never cared for small penis humiliation, but now that I am locked up and it looks like I'm small, it's another form of me being put down by a superior woman, and that's what I really like. I always tell people I'm not so much in the pain. I'm not a pain slut. I'm a humiliation junkie, and that's what I really love.
That's beautiful, Dawn. That's very eloquently said. And it's
Thank you. Thank you very much. Also a really good
example, because I always tell everybody, the majority of those who love, or I should say, let's categorize it even broader, the majority of submissive men are small in penis. This is a situation where you enjoy being submissive, and you got a perfectly good dick. I like that people to see that, you know, we're not all cookie cutter.
Right, right, and you just said it yourself. You know, a lot of people get tossed in certain categories, and they're all cookie cutter. And like I said before, I'm not trying to boast. I'm a slave. It's not my place. But I have had, you know, I've done real time, I've done online, I've had doms tell me, you know, I'm good, I'm well endowed,
mm-hmm.
and they've always liked that, and you know, and this is just, as far as I'm concerned with Miss B, this is just another form of my training. She's stripping away another layer of the male ego, so that at the very end of it, I'm just going to be putty in her hands that she can shape in any form that she wants.
Well done. Tell everybody where they can find Mistress B, besides in the chat room right now.
Right. You can find Mistress B. She is on Twitter at Miss in the Making, MissinTheMaking. And you will find all her links from there, her live journal blog, her Kink Bomb Studio, which she is number 4 in the top 25 Kink Bomb Studios. She also has the number 1 selling clip on all of Kink Bomb. She also has a clip for sale site. You'll find that link on there as well. Also, as I mentioned before, she also writes a weekly article, which is on Saturdays, on the Dom Dose. And for anybody who doesn't know what the Dom Dose is, follow at WomenRule66. On Twitter, he is the admin of the Dom Dose, and if you read her blog, you will find that she is a very intelligent woman. She has a lot of insight on many different fetishes and just life in general, and you will find that she is really much different than most of the Doms that you see out there. And I'm not just saying that because she's my owner. I've known her for almost a year now. And I've been in the scene for almost 20 years myself, and she is very different from any other dom I've met before in my life. And if anybody would love to serve her, you'll never regret it, because this is a mistress that actually cares about her slaves. She will talk to you daily, as long as you're not annoying and stupid, but she will keep up with you and ask you how things are going. And if something bad is going on in your life, she truly wants you to talk to her about it, and she will help you out in it. So
that's beautiful, honestly, because a lot of the doms don't do that. You know, everyone has their own style, but it's really nice to see that. And you can see it, for anybody that's on Twitter, you can see how Mistress B's subs all adore her. It's just, and it's absolutely wonderful to see, and that's it was one of the reasons why I started the idea for the Pet of the Month contest, was because you guys have been so good. It's like, okay, submissives are very rarely that good, and I think everybody should be allowed to have their moment in the sun. So hopefully she is going to nominate you guys, because you certainly deserve it.
Well, you know, that's totally up to her. that's totally up to her. You know, she has, like I said, she has some great slaves out there. There's three of them I talk to very much so. And any one of them could be nominated for Slave of the Month. And if it's not me, that I'm fine with that. My whole thing is I would love to see one, whether it's me or one of the other slaves, win the Slave of the Month. That way she can get all the promo and just get more out there. Because I really think, you know, a lot of subs, a lot of the good subs who are truly looking for that mistress who is real, who will take the time to train you, who will take mm-hmm. the time to get inside your mind, who will take the time to truly care about you, Mistress B is that dom. And I just thank God that, you know, I met her over a year ago. And in October, I came to my senses and wrote her and said, I need to serve you. I got to have you in my life even more. So.
That's beautiful. It is very eloquently said. I'm very proud of you. You did very well. Although,
that is beautiful.
No matter what, she just said in the chat room, you know, you're just a tiny dick to foot slice. Get to 100 days and we'll see. So you never know what's going to happen.
And that is right, because it's, as far as I'm concerned, it's never good enough. You know, no matter what I do, it's never good enough. I just have to keep going out and doing everything I can for her, because she deserves it.
And you love this. Tell everybody you love this, because you do, right?
I do. I completely love it. I mean, just getting a message on Yahoo Messenger or an email from her makes me excited. Just talking to her makes me so excited. Just having her retweet me makes me so excited. And she's just a great and wonderful person, and she gets it. She's just a dom that completely gets it. She is the real deal. She is not fake. She's not one of these little girls trying to make a quick buck out there. Mm-hmm. She truly works with subs of all types of income, because she truly loves owning losers and subs and training them and molding them into the type of sub that she wants. She completely loves it.
And it's obvious by the devotion that you guys have how well she does. But,
she's wonderful.
Awesome, Dawn. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and I'm glad you did, because that's a really cool perspective from the standpoint of you being submissive and still well hung. So I think that's really cool.
Thank you, Dr. Sue. You know, I enjoy your show very much. I consider you a good friend, and I try to hype you up as much as I can. I wish
you do. You are, again, you and Sheila and everybody is just, you guys are all so sweet and muffy. You guys all do an amazing job promoting my ass, which is so sweet of you.
So, thank you, Dr. Sue, and can't wait to hear the next show, and I'll probably call in again then. So.
Cool. You betcha.
All right.
Thanks, Don.
Thank you very much.
So, I'm going to start wrapping this up, because Joe needs to go to bed. It's past his bedtime, and we need to tuck him in. So,
there was actually a question in the chat room a while
ago.
What do we got? And somebody asked the question, what if the guy had like $1 billion? Would that compensate for that?
It would depend on the female. For me, would it compensate? Yes. Money talks with me. But that's me, you know? I think it depends on the female. I'll put up with anything for $1 million. Well, not $1 million. That's kind of low. $1 million is easy to blow these days. No, I think it depends on the person. So there. Depends on the broad. So, really quickly, I want everybody to know that our next show, July the 24th, we're going to be discussing chastity, why it's used, what devices, which is why it'll be good when Don calls in, because he'll be an expert by then. Joe's played around with them, so he can give you his viewpoint. So don't forget, tune in on July 24th, and we're going to talk about chastity. Also, don't forget to visit me on and play Shock the Doc on the Entune show with the amazing Ms. P next Thursday, July the 19th. And the cool thing is, and she didn't send me my info, but she has so much cool stuff coming up. She's got an app for her show now, so you can be kept in tuned and know when who's coming on and when's coming on. And so you can hit her up. Hit her up on Twitter is probably the easiest way. And it's at Entuned, T-U-N-E-D, show. Hit her up because this is really cool. She is growing in leaps and bounds. Her interviews with some of the most amazing artists you have, like, it's shocking me the people she's getting on her show. She's just, well, it's not. She's a sweet person, so it doesn't surprise me that they're all doing that. But, so hit me up on that one. Hit us up next time for chastity. You can hit me up at, oh, my God, brain fart. Holy crap. TheDrSueReview.com. It's past my bedtime, isn't it, Joe?
It's getting there.
There you go. Yes, yeah, I need that to wake up. So, yeah, hit me up if you need to talk to me for any reason. You know that I always want to hear from you guys. You can also email both me or Joe at inbedwithdrsue@gmail.com. Give us your show ideas. You can hit up my website for show ideas.
And now they have a choice. They have good Dr. Sue and evil Dr. Sue.
They do. They have, yeah, you can go either way. I will eventually have a link on the site for evil Dr. Sue. It's just good Dr. Sue has more work to do. That's what happens when you're good. Kind of boring. There you go. So Joe and I are going to leave you this evening with tonight's drop. I want everyone to know that this was written by the very talented Phoenix, who has been in the chat room. She might have been in there earlier. I don't know because I can't do the chat room and this at the same time. Sorry, can't walk and chew gum. You'll know who she is on Twitter. Hit her up. She's got like 5 Twitter accounts. She's everywhere. Very insanely talented. You can even get through to her via Ms. P at the Entune show. So, what's our drop called? Oh, right. It's called Toy, the remix. And it's performed by Jonquel Holiday. So, everybody remember to be good little bitches. Right? Right, Joe?
Yes.
And what do? We live and let live. Let everybody do their thing. And thank you to everybody who's in the chat room, Dawn and Muffy and Sheila and Valencia for tuning in for the first time, and Baby T, and hopefully my boyfriend is one of those guests who is down in the other room. And I'm going to say hi to my sister, who really was the queen of talk, which is why she cringes every time she listens to my show. So that was real radio, too. Real radio, not fake radio like we're doing now. So, what can I say? It's in the genes, and I have to be good, because she's about the only person who can smack me. So, you're listening to Toy, the remix, performed by Jonquel Holiday, written by Phoenix. Night, guys.